Blog Talk Radio.
And you know, Tuesdays is just like my perfect day of the week. And I am your hostess. I'm Sandy Rogers. I just get so excited when this show comes around, when Tuesday comes around, because I have the best guests ever. And tonight is no exception. But just hold tight, because we're going to be bringing our guest on momentarily. But, you know, we always make sure that we take the time to get ourselves in a very even keel where we, you know, sometimes we're rushing to get on here and we just want to make sure that we're relaxed so that we can enjoy what's about to unfold for us, all right? So first, oh, my God, thanks to all ancestors. We give thanks for them being with us always, but especially on Tuesdays, because you know right here on this show, we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. So, you know, we kind of dig a little deep, and I know that's why you guys tune in to us, and so I appreciate you. And the ancestors, we know that we stand on your shoulders for our strength, and we trust that you got our backs. We know you got our backs because we wouldn't be here without you. So we love you now, and we love you forever, ancestors. Ashe, ashe. So next, what we do in order is to anchor ourselves in positive energy. And so we read affirmative message that sometimes is referred to as a prayer. And what I'm going to be reading to you tonight is just a small portion. It's actually one paragraph of a daily message that I do every day. And you can find that at revsandy.wordpress.com. And it can be delivered automatically on a daily basis to your email if you so desire. This message is called Give Me More. Like a little kid, I am asking God to give me more of this good stuff called life. More joy, more love, more abundance, more knowledge, more peace, more prosperity. I simply want more. And if you would like to see the entirety of that message, go to that link, revsandy.wordpress.com. This particular piece is entitled Give Me More. And you can read the entire inspirational message right there. And so it's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So, you know, tonight we are talking about loving ourselves, right? Loving yourself. And our guest is Candy. Candy. You guys just wait. I cannot even begin to tell you how powerful this sister is. But first of all, let me just make sure that I welcome everybody to be a part of the discussion. And you know that all comments are welcome, and we don't critique and tell you what you can and cannot say, other than there will be no foul, profane, vulgar, disrespectful language allowed. And if you do choose to use such language, you will be disconnected from the show, right? So I just want to put that out there, because that's a part of what we do here. It's all about accepting each other in totality. So the call-in number here for the show is 516-531-9819, and you will press 1 to let me know you want to speak live on air with us. And so we're going to take us a music break, because normally this is about the only one that we get to have, because once we get started, it's like there's no stopping us, right? So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be right back. Oh, and one more thing, let me tell you that once I open up your line, make sure that if you're not speaking, to put your phone on mute. That way there's no distractions or distortions in the background noise. And because you can always go back on and listen to any of the replays of any of the shows, and we just want the quality of the recordings to be the best possible. So if I open up your line and you're not speaking, just mute so that we don't hear any background noise that you may have going on. All right, so let's take this quick break so that we can come back and bring Miss Candy on, and you guys are going to simply love her. So let's do the music first. We'll be right back.
Trust and believe.
over here shaking it up. That song was called Getting It On, and as some of you know, that was my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, and it was like he knew Candy when he created that song because it's so descriptive of how she handles herself in situations by helping people and realizing that every day that we wake up is a gift. So, again, that's Getting It On by A.K. King. You can support him by downloading his music from his website, www.anthonyakking.com. So, again, supporting, get the music. His music is really wonderful. He just appeared in London a couple of weeks ago, so I'm really proud of him. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, and I appreciate you for being with us tonight, and you're welcome to call in and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819. And if you're so moved to talk live on air with us, you would just press 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. And so, yes, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. And in that arena, we're talking about loving yourself. And our guest, oh, man, she wears so many hats in her life. She's a woman. She is a powerhouse. She's a daughter. She is a mother. She is an author. She's an evangelist. She's a minister. She is a motivational speaker. She's an inspiration to all of us as she shares her message, which is really simple, but it covers so many of the things in life where we get caught up or hung up and stuck. And so Candy is with us to talk to us about releasing unnecessary weight. So that's either pounds off of our physical body or emotional and mental baggage. And she's a mother of 3 daughters. She's lived life fully availing herself to many of our daily opportunities that come our way. And so she's gonna talk to us. I'm serious, because like we got into a conversation yesterday and I was like, oh, hold on, let's say that for the show, right? So Candy, thank you so much for having the time to be with us and to share with us, and we're so delighted to be able to partake of your wisdom tonight. So thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sandy Rogers. I appreciate this opportunity to share with you and your listening audience a word of inspiration and encouragement. Anytime I get a chance to just share the heart that God has placed in me, just to encourage my brother, my sister. Oh, I'm just so grateful and thankful.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, because when you talk to her, you can ask her what is her passion. And she may stop like 15 minutes later and she's not repeated anything. So I love her zest and her zeal for life. I mean, she is just phenomenal. So again, Candy, tell us about some of the other things that you do.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Candy Zenine. I'm a life coach and an author and a mother of 3 girls who I affectionately call my Candy Girls. I'm also the owner of Changing Seasons Life Coaching. And Changing Seasons is a business that teaches strategy on how to live life better. Plain and simple. I offer clear, concise concepts and ideas that honor whoever comes to me, the recipient, by leading them to new concepts of change. Sometimes we just need someone to hear us out and say, tweak this, do this. Sometimes we just need to be encouraged, motivated, or held accountable, and I'm here for you to do that. I'm helping you get from where you are to where you desire to be. And you could contact me via website at C-A-N-D-I-E, Zenon, Candy, Z-E-N-O-N.com. Or you could contact me by phone number. Is it okay for me to give my number?
Sure.
Okay, it's 770-895-8538. And that's where I do one-on-one coaching. I do workshops. We talk about mind, body, spirit. I do financial workshops, helping you create a budget for your household, spending management plan. And also I help you identify your skills and talents so that you're able to package and market those to create another stream of income for your household. That's one aspect of my business. And also I teach life skills. I partner with nonprofit organizations, transitional centers, halfway houses, and children aging out of foster care. And I go in and I teach them life skills, just kind of bundle everything we're talking about, mind, body, spirit, financials, and help them get from where they are to where they desire to be, create a plan so they could catapult into their future. So that's me
that's
in a nutshell.
A lot, Candy. That's a lot.
And I do all of this because I love to walk in a room and where there's like confusion, you know how the middle of the forehead kind of wrinkle a little bit, there's confusion on the face, and when I'm able to
yes.
give steps and to give inspiration, encouragement, acknowledgement of where you are, okay, this is the 1, 2, 3 steps to get there, ask them, what do you want? Why do you want it? What are you willing to give up for it, to get it, and help them co-create a plan to get there, and that aha, that clarity wash over their face, oh, I live for that. That's my everything right there.
Okay.
To get you
okay.
to that clarity. Yes.
So when we were talking yesterday, I want to get us started on, because, God, it was so intense. You were talking about this external guilt that women
yes.
carry with them and are not aware of it a lot of the times. You want to elaborate on that for me, please?
Yes, and it all started because a teacher can't take you no further than they've been. And so it all started with me. People always get to the point when they say, oh, you got to love yourself, and you hear that. You hear it nonchalantly, love yourself. But what does that actually look like? What does loving yourself look like? So this year I really wanted to explore loving myself. And so I invited others to join me on Facebook at Candy Zenon Author on Facebook. And we explore together what does loving yourself look like without shame, without blame, without guilt of what you didn't know or how you handle a situation. Loving yourself without guilt, shame, or blame. What does loving yourself look like? And it does not take a mental crisis or a physical crisis in order to get to that point. You need to check in with yourself, mind, body, spirit. Our mind is our will, our intellect, our emotions. Our emotions, we carry so much baggage from yesteryear, whether it was from childhood wounds that we have not dealt with, that's infecting every area of our life, and anything that any open wound becomes infected, and that infected leaves an infestation, and it spills over to every area, regret, grief. The emotional baggage that we carry. And also, our will, our mind consists of our will, challenging old beliefs. We need to check in and see if those belief systems that we once had, do they still agree to where we are or where we desire to be? And our intellect growing. Some of us have desires to change careers or to go back to school. If we still have a New Year's resolution that's been on that page every year for the last 10, 20, 15 years, we need to find out why. Why we haven't given ourselves permission to get what we desire. Because God said the desires of the heart shall be given unto us. The desire shall be granted unto us. But are we giving ourselves permission? Are we a priority on our own list? And if we are not, we need to find out why. And I say that because I say it from experience. I'm not talking to talking at someone. I'm really taking you on a journey. I remember one time waking up to the sound of my lawn being cut. It was the same week the kids had their annual checkups and took them shopping. The car had an oil change and was detailed. Now the lawn was getting spiffed up. Meanwhile, I was lying on my bed listening to the sound of the lawnmower negotiating whether or not I should get a manicure, because to me that was a frivolous expenditure and monies that could have been well used somewhere else. If nothing else, put it in savings, right, because that sounds like the right thing to do. But wrong. On that list of priorities, I should have been first. Why? Because I was responsible for everything else. So my mind, my body, my spirit, even having social goals, sometimes we forget to even just get out and go among your peers. Go do something that you love. So I really wanted to make sure that, number one, that we give ourselves permission to love ourselves. Truly as people, and especially our women and our caregivers, we need to know how to do that. And we need to do that without shame, without guilt, and without blame. And we start from the spirit, because we three-part beings, mind, body, spirit. We all agree with that, mind, body, spirit?
Yes.
Okay, so and with our spirit, and I'm not speaking of religion, but we need to listen to our inner guide. What is it saying to us? Is it saying that you need to go see a doctor? Is it saying that you need to get proper rest? Is it saying that you need to meditate and journal? Maybe it's something that a reoccurring cycle keeps happening in your life. Maybe you need to sit still and listen to pay attention to learn the lesson from it so you could grow from it and move to your next level. So that's our spirit. Within our spirit, I love to say meditate, which is just sitting and listening. Sometimes we associate that with the Eastern practices of humming or any yoga type practices or of that nature. But no, just sit quiet somewhere so that you can hear what your inner guide is telling you. Prayer to the being, that the deity that you feel comfortable praying to, whether you call in whatever title you call your higher deity, your higher power. Seek guidance from your higher power. I call mine creator, because he created me. I know I didn't create me. He created me. So I call unto my higher power to instruct me, direct me, lead me. And I know those who are from the Christian faith, we are taught not to question God, but all through his Bible, he tells us to call out unto me, ask me, seek me, knock, and the doors will be open. Ask, and you should be answered. Jeremiah 33:3, call, ask, seek. He's saying throughout from Genesis to Revelations, ask. He could handle it. Ask him the big questions, because guess what? He's big enough to answer you. And once he answers, bond, write it down. Write it down, because that's communication. Sometimes we get prayer confused with method. We got to be in a certain place, in a certain stance, in a certain location. No, prayer is simple communicating to your higher power. Don't get the method confused with the communication. So we check it in with our spirit. We get in healthy from it. It's like taking a shirt and invert it, and you turn it inside out. So we go inside, and we start with the spirit, and we get a little stronger. David said he encouraged himself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself And maybe that's through prayer. Maybe that's through singing. Maybe that's through meditation. So you get a little stronger. You stand a little straighter. So you go to your spirit and you check in. So then you go to your mind and you start dealing with some of those challenging belief systems and patterns, maybe lack of discipline. I guarantee you, a person who is disciplined in one area is disciplined in another area. 9 times out of 10, you're not going to see a person who's disciplined at eating broke, busted, and disgusted. Because discipline cannot be contained. It cannot be contained. Just like lack of discipline cannot be contained. It spills to every area of your life. Say, for instance, if a person is lacking discipline in their getting up, getting in bed, taking care of themselves, not cleaning their house, not eating properly, then you check the mailbox, you see past due this or past due that, and you late notices. Why? Because that's the lack of this. And that spills to every area of our life. So we want to check in with our mind, our will, our intellect. And should I pause? I don't want to just keep
no,
going.
No, go ahead. I mean, okay. No, go right ahead.
And those desires that we have, sometimes we have desires to do something. Like, for instance, I met this one lady. I think she was selling jewelry, beautiful jewelry. But she had a desire to do a craft party, but she wanted a tumble bus. So I said, okay, she wanted like a tumble bus, like a craft, let me see. It was crafts on the bus, right?
Okay.
And so I said, well, since our creator, we're created in his image, correct? And we see the end before the beginning, just like he does. We see the end before the beginning. So a lot of times, because we see that beautiful end, perfect picture with her, the picture looked like, hey, I want to do party bus, but it was craft parties on a bus. So I said, well, that's a beautiful ending. But what does your beginning look like? Sometimes we got to just give ourselves permission to start. I said, do you have a bin, a storage bin? She was like, yeah. I said, well, can you put your crafts in the storage bin and schedule the and go to the party? And let them schedule you in to come in, just like you would do the clown or the magician or the magic trick person. She was like, yes. I said, well, can you take that money and maybe buy a van and more inventory? She was like, yes. I said, and from those parties, now you're driving a little bit further and you're doing a little bit more parties. Can you take that money and then invest that into a bus? And then now you have your bus, your craft party bus. I want to invite you, when we're talking about the mind and we said, if I have money, I would do this, or if I win a lottery, I would do this. Can I invite you to just create a plan and give yourself permission to start where you are, what's in your hand? To Samson, he had a jawbone of a donkey. To Moses, he had a staff. To Jesus, he had a cross. Now I'm asking you, what is in your hand? Is it, do you cook well? Do you sew well? Do you sing well? What is in your hand and where can you start? We have technology all over around us. We can start somewhere. I don't care if it's sending invites to your contact list and say, hey, meet me at such and such. Or, hey, do you need such and such service? Or, hey, I'm selling plate lunches on such and such day. Would you like to place an order? Start with what's in your hand. give yourself permission to start. And I know that I am challenging a lot of fears, a lot of habits, a lot of beliefs. You can't do it by yourself. And that's where coaching comes in. I come alongside you and help you, motivate you, inspire you, and help you co-create a plan to where you are, to where you desire to be. However, coaching is not counseling. And I don't want you to negate counseling, because counseling is a very necessary part of our lives. If you are feeling feelings of depression or anxiety, I want you to reach out to those necessary persons to get the help that you need. And I talk more about that within the body when I say checking in with the body, because we need to take care of our body. What is the saying, Ms. Rogers, about the ounce of prevention is cheaper than a pound of cure?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So
let me ask you a question on that one, Candy. I'm loving everything that you're saying. So you were talking about the recurring cycles in the life. Do you think that emotional state of depression or something that would be kin to depression, do you think that's from not resolving like negative recurring cycles? Or, I mean, because you have to have its root somewhere, right?
I really feel that it could be, I like to stay away from either or. I like to say and also, because it could be and also, all of the above. And that's why I start with the spirit first to meditate. Because sometimes your spirit could lead you and say, you need to call such and such. You need to reach out for it or go to the doctor. And case in point, well, I guess that's a little different scenario, but when I had went to a job fair, it was a job hosting a health fair. My employer was hosting a health fair, and they were passing out breast exam cards, self-breast exam cards, and they were reminding busy working individuals to make sure you take care of your health, because as caregivers, as I said, we take care of everybody but us, even the grass. So I went home, I did the self-exam, and found out I had a lump in my breast. So I had to go to, I called my doctor. My doctor scheduled the ultrasound, and I went through the process. And thank God I'm lump-free today. But a reminder that we have to call on our health professions. Every day, every week, if we are having the same problem, check in with yourself. What do you need? What do you feel you need? Because what's the statement? If you listen to a person long enough, they'll tell you what's wrong with them. And if you keep listening to them, they'll tell you what's the cure or what they need to do. So 9 times out of 10, we know what we need to do. But we are holding ourselves back maybe because of fear of the unknown, are not thinking it's a priority, or thinking that you have time. But we have to push past that fear to get to a level of comfort so we could deal with those challenges and problems. We have to acquire the new skills. We have to reach out to the professionals that can help us. If I know a professional knows how to do hair, well, I'm not fit to try to flat iron my hair, because I really don't know how to use a flat iron. I don't know how to use a hot curler. No, I'm just going to go pay that person for her expertise to help me. And that's in every area. With our car, we go to a mechanic. With our plumbing, we go to a plumber. So we have to not just stop with the tangible things. We have to check in with our own mind, body, spirit. There are professionals that are willing to help us accomplish that. Now, like coaching in itself, it helps you accomplish a goal. And it helps you not be alone. It helps you challenge old habits and change those old habits for new ones, because no such thing as getting over an old habit. But what you do, you exchange the old habit for a new habit. And I help you create a plan for whatever else is you desire, to lose weight, to switch careers, to start a new business, or even to learn how to pray, or even to learn how to meditate, or to address those issues that's holding you back. And not necessarily when we start getting into, like, depression or suicide or anxiety. Those things are reserved for medical profession. And our mental health and our mental hygiene is needed to be addressed, but for those professions. Because your feelings are real, and they deserve attention. And you need to love yourself by giving yourself what you need. And if it's a counselor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, call them. No shame or blame in that. I mean, the day is gone that we pointing fingers, because we all need help.
And, you know, that was one of the things you were talking about yesterday, was owning your feelings. Because I think what we do is we can verbalize those that, you know, I'm happy, I'm joyful, whatever, you know, as long as it's what we would term a positive feeling, then, you know, it's real easy for us to verbalize that. But when you're talking about depression and, you know, some other feelings that you may have, a lot of us, because we have that strong woman syndrome, you know, the the woman that can stand up under all the pressure, you know, and not be moved by it. And and so we won't admit to it. I know back, in the 80s, I was raising a son by myself. I had a pressured corporate job. I was doing a lot of traveling up and down the state of California for the job. And I actually had just flown back to L.A. from San Francisco with the telephone company, with Pacific Bell. And instead of going home, I flew in and went straight to the office. And then all of a sudden, my chest is just like, you know, like a three-ton man was sitting on it. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go home, right? Because I'm not affected by this. You know, I'm still good. And let me just go get some rest, and I'll be back. And I had to go to the hospital, to the emergency. And what it was anxiety, because they did every test that they had in the ER, and all of my signs were normal. I mean, blood pressure, respiration, everything was just absolutely perfect. And afterwards, going to a mental health professional, one of the things that he said was that we don't honor our emotional health because it's something we can't see. So if it's a broken arm, if it's a broken arm, you see it. And so you can say, I got a cast on this arm because I broke it. But because you can't explain, you know, people don't see that your emotions are off, and normally it's just your hormones are out of balance, and you need to, you know, to work on getting that back together. And so that was just something I wanted to share, because that was so profound for me, for him to say that, because I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. He's like, yes, there are. There is something wrong with you. You got some issues going on, sweetie, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, I love that you brought that up, because I was just reading the scriptures the other day, and it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And so to me, that's telling me that my wealth will prosper to the extent of my soul prosperity. If my soul is insufficient, my bank account is going to be insufficient. Because isn't that, and that just was just ringing in me. I love the scripture because it covers wealth and health, the soul, the spirit. If your soul is insufficient, how does that look like in the earth realm? Well, let me tell you, these are clues, heavy mantras like, if it's not for bad luck, there would be no luck at all. Mm-hmm. If it's not one thing, it's another. I take one step forward and fall two steps back.
Right.
So if you find yourself with these heavy laden mantras, those are clues. So it may not be a broken arm, a broken leg or femur, but it's a broken soul, it's a broken spirit, because now I feel that I can't get beyond where I am because this is holding me back. This situation, this person, this relationship, this emotional hurt, the feeling of grief or regret or grudges or unforgiveness, that's what's holding me up. But now I have to recognize that every day or every year, the same problem that you're meaning to address and you not, whether it's weight, career, school, or something, even just folding our clothes and putting them up, what's holding you back from knowing that the good is for you? Number one, I want you to know that the good is for you. Mm-hmm. You are loving, you are lovely, and you are lovable. Sometimes ill-spoken words spoken in and against our lives have made us not believe that. You are only responsible to love. You are not responsible to how that love is received. And I want you to know that you have permission in your life to live your life. You don't have to have a committee meeting or a roundtable discussion of how you feel. Take your power back, because guess what, my loving? Nothing is immutable but death. Everything else can be changed or altered. We see people changing and altering the color of their skin. We say nothing but death and taxes can be changed, where we see people ain't even paying their taxes. So nothing, you know, we can come, we just got to stay black and pay taxes and die. But we don't even have to do that, two out of three? Because, you know, we could get some bleaching cream, and we see tax evaders, you know. But, of course, if we want to be integral, we'll pay our taxes. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that nothing is immutable but death. So y'all come with me. Everybody inhale, exhale. If we all did that, guess what? It's still time. We know that the good is for us. So number two, I want you to give yourself permission to accept and receive the good. Know that you are worth being loved. That's why I made these T-shirts, Miss Sandy. I'm so excited about these T-shirts. It's called I Am the Gift, because I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I am a treasure of my Father. I am an apple of my Father's eye. And I am the gift to this world. And everything inside of me is a gift to all those who I come into contact. I wore the T-shirt, Miss Sandy, I went to Walmart, and I had my T-shirt on, and the cashier was shocked. She said, can we say that? Can't you? You're the gift. Am I the gift? It was like one of those things. Like, We can't say that out loud. Yes, baby,
wow,
we can say that out loud.
Right.
You are a gift. You are a gift to everybody who you smile to today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that like came in your presence. You are the gift. And so I just love that message so much. I put it on a T-shirt. But I want you to ask yourself, what do you want? What is it that you want? And I want the listeners to know, what are they willing to give up to get it? What is a written plan to achieve?
Now we've got a couple of people that want to talk live with you. So you want to give the rest of your points and then we go to them, or can we bring them on and you can get back to your points?
Okay, I did. So that was it was 1 through 7. So number one is know that the good is for you. Number two, give yourself permission to accept and receive the good. Number three, know that you are worth being loved. Know that you are worth the good. Number four, ask yourself, what is it that you want? Okay. Number six, what am I willing to give up to get it? And number seven, what is a written plan to achieve it? Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and we can go back over those again. For those of you that didn't write it down or didn't have a piece of paper, get it, because we're going to go back over it again, because I didn't get them all down either. So this first caller, she's been holding on. She's one of our regulars, and that's Miss Danielle. Hey, sweetie, how are you today? Danielle. She's probably got her phone muted. Danielle.
You're right. It was muted. Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey.
How are you ladies this evening and gentlemen listening?
I'm so proud.
I'm a regular. I love listening to Life, Love, and Wellness. And, you know, every time she has a guest speaker, I try to tune in. So I'm glad I caught you, because number four and number seven probably would be what I'm trying to achieve in my life right now, because I've already trying to find my balance in my life. And I'm 54 years old, so we don't know when that comes. Different for every single person, but I'm more interested in number four and number seven of what you said. So you could discuss either one of these with me to give me a little insight or a direction of where I should take, you know, my life, you know, at my age. And well, actually, I'm 38, but I my birth certificate says I'm 54.
All right. It's all about how you feel.
That's pretty accurate. You know, we don't know if we can believe that piece of paper or not. You know, I'm however age I feel. So, you know,
right.
I've been through a lot with the illness of multiple sclerosis. And, you know, it's been an uphill climb, and I'm almost at the top of where I want to go. So, you know, I still need number four and number seven. And if you could tell me how to achieve a little bit of these two things, I would be most grateful to you.
So when you say ask, number four is ask yourself, what do you want? That's the question you're talking about?
Yes,
number
ma'am.
Four, ask
yes,
yourself.
Ma'am.
Okay. So are you wanting something, a career change, school, something?
No, ma'am, I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm retired, living in Alabama, in the country, in a home that I purchased.
So is it a passion, a hobby, a passion project, or something that you're desiring? Or so in that situation, what is it that you feel that you want to do in this chapter and stage of your life? What are you being called to? What are you passionate about? Or one key is
crafty,
who are you
things,
following?
I think.
Huh?
I think my passion might be doing crafts, different kinds of creative things. Because I'm a builder of crafty things. Well, okay. I'm interested now in making jewelry, beaded jewelry. So I took up that little hobby because at a yard sale, I caught the lady that wanted to sell all these wooden beads for like 50 cents a bag. So I said, that's my perfect entry into what I need to do. You know, to give me something to do.
Wow.
So I do a lot. It was just there for me. And I do a lot of things with my time. You know, I do practice mildly yoga, but I do practice my breathing quite frequently. And I learned through the breathing that my thoughts become a lot more clear when I'm doing my breathing exercises. So that's important to me, that to have clear thoughts on a daily basis right before I give thanks to the Most High. That's the first thing I do is wake up and breathe. So I take my breathing serious. And God is my keeper always first. So, you know, if I find my niche, which I've been told, you missed your calling. I don't know how many people have said that to me in my life. You missed your calling. And I'm thinking, maybe I did miss my calling, but I'll be called again. You know, at some point, I'm going to be called again and again. I'm going to keep being called. So the things that I do, you know, I like to help other people. That's my main passion right now in my life, is helping people who are less fortunate than I am. And,
I thought you brought that,
brings me to number seven.
Okay. Number seven?
No, go right ahead, ma'am. Go right ahead. Glad I brought that up.
I was just saying, I'm glad you brought up that you'll be called and called and called again. Because I know that was this famous statement about the grave is the richest place that's on earth, because inside it is all the people who bury it, with the books never written, the songs never sung. But Ecclesiastes 9:10 tells us there's no good thing that's in the grave. So ideas come to you. You ever sit at late at night and watch infomercials? I was an infomercial queen. I love infomercials. I think you could come in my house and find every era of an infomercial in my house. But
no, ma'am. I never liked television like that.
Okay, so if you watch infomercials, you could say, oh, I came up with that idea. I thought about that.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? Now you're watching it on TV because somebody else came to them, because the wisdom of God travels and it goes like a cloud by day and a fire by night.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom of God goes to each and one of us. And if you take it and you do something with it, you shall prosper, because he said he give us creative knowledge to gain wealth. So within that knowledge is the wealth. Wealth is created. Wealth isn't gotten or earned. Wealth is created. And once you create that wealth, it comes from that knowledge. But you have to take that idea. Don't take it and bury it in the ground like the man with the talent. You take it and you multiply it by what? You create a plan. You create a plan to bring the product to fruition, to make it a tangible thing here in the earth. You package it, you market it, you sell it, and you eat from the harvest. You plant it and you grow it. So sometimes we pray about a need and God answers in a seed form. And since it don't look like that final picture I was talking about earlier, it doesn't look like that lottery check. It doesn't look like a written check or a deposit in a bank account. We eat the seed, and then we cry out, we're still hungry. Well, if you would have taken that seed and planted it, you would have eaten from the harvest. And guess what? That harvest would have been generational. It would not have only just fed you. It would have fed your household and everybody that proceeded from your womb. So when I talk about number four, ask yourself, what do you want? There are clues in that. You mentioned it too, that people call you and you'll be called and called again. What are they calling you? What
they're calling,
what do you
desire? Things that they just see. Don't know. I don't know what they say is my calling, because I've done so many crafty and creative and witty things through my life that, you know, people have just said, you know, I miss my calling in doing crafts. I miss my calling in sewing. I miss my calling in inventing. But I had an invention that was stolen from me from Invention Technologies in California, Sacramento. And go right ahead.
No, but you know, Danielle, I think that sometimes people would like to keep you boxed in as well into one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, you can sew clothes really good, so that's your calling. But maybe it's not. Maybe that's just a skill that you have, and maybe creating the jewelry. And you can help people by creating beautiful jewelry. That's a help to somebody. You know, so you're doing two things. But we've got another caller. I'm going to bring them on, but I want you to hold tight because I want you to reach out to Candy. We've got her website and her phone number, and then we can come back to number 7. So just hold tight. Let me get this other caller in
right
quick, and we'll be right back. Okay?
Thank you very much, Candy, for your wisdom.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you. Nice to meet you.
Okay. The next caller is 858-322. You want to give us your name and your comments, questions, or concerns, please?
Yes, yes, yes. My name is Ali, and I'm calling out here. How you doing, Auntie Sandy? I'm calling you because I'm looking out the window and I can see the cars riding by while I'm listening to you. You know what I'm saying? So it feels good on Tuesday nights over here in San Diego. And I thought I was listening to the lady. She reminded me of Danielle. But then when you said you was waiting for one of the first callers to call in and it was Danielle, I said, wow, because I see these two young ladies. These two young ladies are serious storytellers. They can tell a story for on and on and on. These two ladies here, they got about 10 books in them apiece, both of these ladies right here on the phone. You know, and the lady, I was laughing because she said, broke, busted, and disgusted. When I heard her say that, that's when I pushed the one. I said, oh, man, I got to talk to this young lady here. And I like all of her things that she has from 1 to 7. You know, all of it can help somebody. Anything that you can do to try to help somebody find themselves, you know, it can do it. All. Basically, all of her 7 really is all to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking with what I heard. It seems like all of her 7 can really wound up to be one with oneself for themselves. And it'll bring it all into, you know, fruition for them to find out who they are, you know. And that's the only thing that I'll be trying to tell people is just to find out who you are and understand what ticks you off, what don't tick you off. And then at the same time, whatever ticks you off, find out why. And then try to change your mind about it so you don't walk around here crazy amongst other folks or even yourself. You don't want to even be crazy around yourself. You don't want to be confused around yourself. You want to know what's going on around you. And a lot of folks don't know that. And so I appreciate anything that a sister is trying to bring to the table and Auntie Sandy, your channel of letting people be heard. And also anybody that calls like Danielle that has, you know, things to say. I just love you guys. Hey, three sisters, you can't lose. 1, 2, 3. And I got y'all all right now. So thank you.
Love
you,
Ali.
Thank you.
Love you, Ali.
Yes, yes. Appreciate it. We need that male energy.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Bring him balance.
All right, so... Yeah, we appreciate that. And so, Danielle, we want to get back to number 7 with you.
All right, I'm listening. I'm still here.
Okay, so number 7 is pretty much a written plan. And if you don't know who you are at gut level and what you're desiring to be, and it all starts with number 4. Like I could say, there are clues to who you are. You want to know. First of all, you can go spiritual. Yeah, I heard you speak of your higher power. So do you pray and meditate? Do you fast?
Yes, I do. All of the above.
Okay. Fasting.
I'm also into my water. I'm also into drinking my water, if you know about that. If you know Auntie Sandy, you know about the water of life. Well, I'm into drinking my water, too, so that comes with my fasting. And I'm trying to get in touch with my inner self. But number seven, I just wanted just a little bit of input on what you think on about number seven and me.
Okay. So what? I guess to me, you can't really get to number seven until you get to number four. And what I was saying about fasting is pretty much like a volume changer. So you can listen from the inside out of what God is telling you and how you are being guided of what this next chapter looks like. Because you can't write a plan for what you don't know you want.
Right.
So ask yourself, what do you want, number four? So until you know what you want, what are you going after? Then you know what books to read, what articles to read, what professions, what professionals that can help you. Dreams are guides. Visions are guides. That maybe that childhood feeling of, hey, I remember when I used to be so passionate about this. Is that revisiting you? Are you feel that every time you find yourself doing this activity, and maybe you started off just having a Saturday just going to yard sales, but yet you're being called to go do this thing again. So is it that, is this that time, that season to do a specific thing that maybe you personally wasn't going after, but maybe this is where God is leading you at this time and season of your life. So you really have to hone in on number four before you could create a number seven.
Thank you. That's very important to me.
And if you want to talk more, please contact me via website or phone number.
Well, I was trying to find my pen to write with, and I actually did find it right now. I came to another room because they were loud in there. Thank you, Auntie Sandy. I do have something to write with, Miss Candy. I do.
So that contact information is Candy Zenon, CANDIE, Z like a zebra, ENON.com.
Okay, Z.
The phone number is Z.
Wait, you left me.
Like Z. Okay, so let's start over.
A zebra? Okay, Candy Z.
ENON. O N.
Candy Zen. Zenon.
Zenon. Zenon.
Zenon. Okay.
Yeah. Dot com. Mm-hmm. And her phone number is 770-895-8538.
8538.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. So, Candy, let's get back to the conversation. You were telling me about a little incident that happened at the ice cream parlor.
At the ice cream parlor. Were we talking about removing ourselves from situations that no longer serve us?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the situation was the environment was unpleasant. The company was unpleasant. And I realized that I no longer wanted to be in this environment. So I thanked the person for the invite. I told them to enjoy their time, but I was leaving. I removed myself from the situation. And was that the situation we were talking about? About identifying when you no longer want to be in a situation and removing yourself
right.
from it.
Right, and
yes.
owning your feelings around it. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
owning,
being honest
owning your
with
feelings
them.
Around it. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. I'm listening.
No, and
you know I mean, what
I know, because, you know, like, it was really deep. And so we were talking about how when we don't honor who we are and we stay mm-hmm. in situations long past the time where we should have left, how it the appearance may come across as you being an angry Black woman.
Yeah, just loving yourself is having an unmitigated gall to walk away from an unpleasant situation. You don't need a committee meeting, a roundtable discussion to discuss how you feel. You also don't need permission to feel what you're feeling. If you desire to leave a situation or remove yourself from where you're uncomfortable from, you do just that. You don't have to worry about how they go feel, how they go interpret you walking away, or she's a typical angry Black woman, or she doesn't care or respect the environment. No, this is how I feel, and especially if somebody created the environment. So now they don't get to create the environment and make you feel uncomfortable. And then they get to choose how you should respond. Now you got to, you chose to act up. You chose to be dismissive. You chose to create a situation where I was no longer comfortable. You do not get to choose my feelings or how I respond to it. Don't ask
Come on,
me
Candy.
For nice. Don't ask me to play nice because now you're acting up. No, you chose your way. I'm going to choose my way. We don't have to negotiate it, debate it, dialogue it. I have the right and I have the permission to feel what I feel, recognize my feelings, and honor that, and make a decision that best serves me. Not the crowd, not the room, not the situation, not the environment, but best serves me. And that's okay.
My feelings are mine.
They are mine, and they are valid.
My feelings are my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the
there's
real
no
right
need
there.
To
now,
explain it.
See, now,
don't
when Cameo came up with that song, Candy, they was talking about you, sister, because you got knives. So I want to say, tastes like candy, wrapped up tight.
Yes, I'll take it.
You know, and another thing that we were discussing, because we're getting on down, this time goes by so quickly, was uh-huh. about the energy behind gossiping. I thought that was really a real important subject for us to talk
uh-huh.
about, the
uh-huh.
gossiping aspect of our communication with one another.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Fact.
Right.
No, sometimes I get in the zone, but I know gossiping drains your energy. And I know that I actually wrote about this in my book, My Precious Wedding Gift. You can purchase it on my website at candyzenon.com. I talked about tangle webs woven in relationships. And communication is needed in every relationship. Without communication, anything dies, even the plant. If you don't talk to the plant, even that dies. So communication is needed in every relationship. And sometimes we fail to see one another's point of view, and it's best that we seek a third party, a biased person, to listen on in. But so I said about gossiping, if you're calling me to talk about somebody else, let's get them on the phone. Let's get them on the phone so we can hear both sides of the story. And I could sit maybe as a third party, as a mediator. And so that we go talk to resolution. We not go talk to destroy. We not go, because what's the purpose of the conversation? So that you could change my point of view of that person because now you're upset with them? No, let's talk to solve the problem. Attack the problem, not the person. So we're going to love each other enough to resolve the issue. But what you're not going to do is call me and vomit on me. You're not going to call me and throw out all your emotions so you can feel better. And now I'm left stuck with all of this energy that was not even mine. I didn't have anything to do with this. So I have to love myself enough to say no. If you need me to mediate, yes, I will do that. But we have to get the other person on the line to hear their point of view. You say your point of view, and let's seek resolution. But what you can't do is call to exchange energy, because energy is never destroyed. It's transferred from one person to the next. So you're not going to transfer your negative energy onto me, and now I have to go into my household and deal with my family, and they're wondering why I'm in a bad mood. It wasn't my mood to have. So you have to honor your mind, body, spirit. You have to honor your spirit about guarding it. And so if you know this one specific person calls and they have not one good thing to say about not one person, cut it off at the root. You don't have to apologize at it. Hey, you can identify these people, because every time you try to change the subject, they switch it right back. Or you change the subject, they talk to somebody in the background. Evade your conversation just to go back and find another way in to continue the gossip. So a segue. They find a segue to say, oh, and that's what I was saying about that person. And that person does that same thing. No, we're not going to do this. You have an issue with that person. Either get them on the line, or you call them and hash out your issue. Go journal it out. Go pray it out. But you're not going to use me to exchange those energies.
That
and,
is so
and you don't have to apologize
candy.
For that. But I'll pray.
Because sometimes it can happen without you being aware of it. It was probably some of that same time frame when I was telling you about the mental health professional that I was a frequent visitor to. But so my boyfriend at the time, he was like, you know, every time you come back from such and such house, you're just depressed. You know, you leave here, you happy, go lucky, and then when you come back, you're just such a different person. And so, you know, this is probably the angry black woman that came out, because then I was like, oh, you're just trying to break me up from my relationship, because you know that's my best friend in the whole world, right? And I mean, seriously, I went there like that, you know. But then I said, okay, you know, let's not just dismiss him. Let's check it out. And sure enough, my attention was drawn to it, just like you just did, so that anybody that's experiencing that in their life, they now have a lens to look at relationships differently. And so anytime I went around this lady, that's what happened. You know, it was just, she was just spewing out, you know, like everything. The children, the grandchildren, the job, the house, the yard, the dog, the traffic, I mean, the sky, just everything. And so I was living in Atlanta, and I had gone back, and I was actually had planned to go spend the weekend with her. And and I called her, and it started all over again. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. But had he not called my attention to it, I don't know, you know, like what could have happened. So it's very possible to have that in your life and not even be aware. But if you have a change in your lightness when you go around a person, regardless to who it is. You may want to take a look at that relationship there.
Right, right. I believe that because you owe it to yourself, and loving yourself is knowing that you have the right to change your mind. Hey, this relationship no longer speaks us. And are you at healthy boundaries? If you want to remain in my life, this is required. Or if you want to remain having conversations with me, I require this. And if they can't respect that, well, but now you have to make a decision. You know, maybe they won't be removed altogether, but maybe they'll be removed from the degree that they once were. Maybe their access to you may have to change. Maybe you would have to limit it. It depends on what type of relationship it is. Maybe their access may have to be limited to you. I can only handle this person for 1 or 2 hours. Or a good cup of coffee, and that's I'm out.
Yeah. It's important.
You know?
It's important. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
So I've got somebody in the chat room that want to know more about the books that you've written, and if you could give us a description on them. And I know you said they were on the website, so we've got about 10 minutes left. So let's hear about your books to answer the listener in the chat room.
Okay. So My Precious Wedding Gift is listed on my book, on my website. This book is talking about more about loving yourself, finding out more about you, mind, body, spirit. We check in with you first, honoring all that is you and why you are loving, lovely, and lovable. Then we go into the relationships that you're responsible for. We just briefly talk about, we didn't describe those relationships, but we talk about relationships with friends. We talk about relationships with family. We talk about relationships in dating. The book was originally written from a single, two singles, but it's a universal language of love and communication, how to purge from yesterday's hurts, pains, and desires, those things that have held us back, the what-ifs, the should-ifs, the could-ifs, the regrets, the unforgiveness, and how to purge from that and now identify where we are and create a plan to catapult in that God-ordained future. Somebody's waiting to hear you. Somebody is waiting for the gift that's within you, and that gift that's hidden in earth and treasure. You're that treasure, beloved. You are that a treasure, and somebody's waiting for you. Your audience awaits, and I want to help you unearth that treasure so you could present yourself to your waiting audience, and that's what My Precious Wedding Gift is.
My Precious Wedding Gift. That's a beautiful title.
Thank you.
So is that the only book that you've written?
Yes, ma'am. That's the only book that's out now. The next one that's coming out is with Westbow Publishing. That should be out this summer, maybe. And that is Hope for a Rainy Day. That's the encouragement to the single mother.
Miss Candy, this is Danielle. I wanted to know, I'm about to purchase your book right now. And I just want you to let anybody that's listening to know that it's on at Barnes and Noble's for only $7.99. So I think you should give Candy your love and compassion and read her book and purchase it and, you know, help a sister out. Because if it was me, I would want you to help me out. So purchase her book and read it and learn some things, you know, that you heard. I know you like something that you heard today. If you're listening, so
beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you, Danielle. Or you can go to my website. I have books, I have T-shirts, and I also have coaching packages, one-on-one coaching packages that we can schedule out if you need help and you're ready to create that plan for your life, and you just need somebody to come alongside you, motivate you, encourage you, and hold you accountable.
Well, being that I'm a team player, I do have a husband. But, you know, that's most of our problem right there is that we're not going to see eye to do this together. So it'll probably have to come from me on my end. And I'm hoping that I can gain something out of this, just being a single part of this relationship, you know, until I can I come back together to the whole part of my relationship.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your support. And all of listening audience, thank you, could go to CandyZenon.com. That's CandyZenon.com.
And that author, Candy Zenon, on Facebook, correct?
Let me see. Candy Zenon, author. Yes, ma'am. Candy Zenon, author. The last one.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the way we do things, is support each other.
That's such a blessing.
But, you know, that's the way we got to do it, though. You know, that way we all benefit. So, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what were some of the other, did you want to go back through the seven steps again? We're down to about 5-6 minutes left in the show.
Okay, so I'm going to address the seven steps, but I'm going to also address something Danielle had mentioned just kind of briefly, that people call her, and I know that you mentioned the box as well. I'm also on Instagram at Candy Zenon. I don't want to leave out that social media, Candy Zenon on Instagram. But I also wanted you to find out clues. So we were talking about the steps. Okay, here we go. So every day, every week and year, the same problem that you are meaning to address, whether it's your weight, your career, your school, or something that's broken, and it's still there, and you ask yourself why. Why do you have maybe the same New Year's resolution every year, or maybe the same thing that I think I'm going to do that, but you never get around to it? So this list of seven is to help you give yourself permission to start. So number one, I want you to know that the good is for you. So whatever that desire in your heart, that good that you recognize that you want in your life, that is for you. That is yours to have. Number two, I want you to give yourself permission to receive it. Give yourself permission to accept and receive the good. Number three, know that you are loving, lovely, and lovable, and you are worth being loved. Sometimes we shy away from it, and what that looks like when we get a compliment, And we say, oh, this old thing, or I got that last year, that was on. That's when you know that you're evading that love, kind of like dodgeball. Somebody trying to give you a compliment, and you dodging the ball, you dodging the compliment. Just rest in it. Rest in that love. Rest in receiving that worth, that you're worth it. You're worth that compliment. You're worth that desire. Okay? Number four, ask yourself, what do you want? At that gut level, what do you want? Check in with yourself. And whatever that is, that's yours for the asking. That's yours to have. And number five, why do you want it? Write that down. Is it to help your family? Is it to help yourself? Is it to help those around you in your community? Why do you want it? What benefit is it going to be, you or to humanity? Number six. What am I willing to give up to get it? That may be less TV time. Like Danielle said, she don't watch TV like that. That's awesome, because that takes a lot of your day. They need to know the new year can start now. I want your listening audience to know that it doesn't have to wait till next year to do a New Year's resolution. Your time is now. Today, tomorrow is today.
Right.
So we starting now with this. If you're writing it down now, we're starting now. And if you need help, you call me. Because I know that it's challenging old habits and you're trying to accomplish a goal. And I know if you would have been able to do it all by yourself, you would have done it by now. So you need someone to come alongside of you and hold you accountable or hold your hand or encourage you through it. I had someone encourage me today to get, my best friend was encouraging me to get through Instagram. I'm like, I don't know nothing about Instagram. She said, just copy paste.
See, I don't know anything either. That's why I didn't say anything.
Copy paste. That's so
funny.
Yeah. So number six, what am I willing to give up to get it? Number seven, what is a written plan to achieve it? And all these steps, coaching can help you. And like I said before, coaching is to help you change old habits, exchange old habits for new ones, to help you co-create a plan to get what you desire, and to hold you accountable, motivate you, and encourage you. What coaching is not is if you're experiencing signs of depression, suicide, or anxiety, I want you to please contact a medical profession. Don't negate your mental health. Okay?
Right.
And I'm really, really want you to check in with yourself to know what you need. And just a little bit more, with how much time we have?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Well, just a brief thing about what people are calling you. If you want to know what is it that you have in your hand that can change your life, what is that creative knowledge that would give you wealth, briefly, what do they call you to do? What do they always admire you your work in doing? Who do you admire? Who do you follow? What do you speak of most of the time? Or you maybe read books or articles on it, or you have to know about the latest thing about this particular thing. And also dreams and visions can give you an idea of what you are called to do or maybe what this next season God is wanting you to do. And so that's what I wanted to say. And I just wanted to say again, just give yourself permission. Loving yourself, mind, body, and spirit, without negotiation, debate, or dialogue, whether or not the good is for you, I want you to know the good is for you.
Thank you so much, Candy. That's Candy Zenon, C-A-N-D-I-E, Z like in zero, E-N-O-N. You can reach her at 770-895-8538. And, Candy, I knew we were going to run out of time. I knew you're so, so powerful. And thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time to explain your seven steps to us and giving us so much of what you have for the universe and for sharing it with us here on Life, Love, and Wellness. That's it for me, you guys. We are at the gate. So I'll see you next Tuesday, same time, same station. I love you. Take care.